Blog Talk Radio.
Conduct. I'm here with you for the next 2 hours. I want to give a big shout out to my early chatters, Beneath Everything, Iconoclast TX, Lady Slugga, Moxie, and One Angry Jew. And of course, I'm already addressing, now I already have to address some allegations put forth in the chat room. Somebody, apparently, I've been sleeping with some guy's wife for 10 years. I got a message. I might still have it. If I do, I'll try to play it for you. I'll play it in a second. All right. So I want to address this. The allegations that I've been sleeping with some guy's wife for 10 years, I will address that and other allegations at the appropriate time when I have a lawyer present, okay? Yeah, Moxie, fine. I'll play it in a second. I got to bring on VMAC. What up, VMAC? Oh, hang on a second, VMAC. I got to unmute you. VMAC.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Is PG done, or what's up? Or she's...
No, no, she's still on. She's about to end it, though. She's
okay, cool. I felt bad. She didn't have to end her show. She can... I mean, I hope she doesn't feel pressured to end her show. She just do it. I mean, so what if I'm doing a show? If I decided that I was only going to do a show when there wasn't somebody on that I wanted to listen to, I'd never do a show. You just, I mean, you're going to hurt somebody's feelings.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's the truth. I came in with that mindset when I was doing damn radio, and it was so many music sites spent on at 9 o'clock, and I was like, oh my God, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Exactly. It works the same with listening, too. Like, Lady Slugga always gives me a hard time about ducking in and out of her show. She does, like, a two-hour music show, okay? You know, I hang in there for a good 10, 15-minute chunk at a time, and there's other shows I want to see. And, you know, and I like to listen to shows live. It's like, if you're just going to play music, oh, maybe I could just listen to your show on archive then, you know?
Yeah, I know. And then, no, then the thing is, too, shit, hell, I got, hell, I tried that. Shit, man, she told me to call in to her show, and shit, I couldn't get on. And I'm like, well, what the day? What the hell?
Yeah.
I couldn't even. I wanted to get in and get a shot out or something. Like you said, she played songs back to back to back to back to back. Like, okay, well, shit. At least on the radio, even on the radio show, basically, you know what I'm saying? FM, you know, you get a little break to say something, or you, if you tell somebody to come listen to your show, at least give them a chance to give you a shot out. Shit, I can't sit on no phone no 2 hours and just listen to straight music, man. And that's no disrespect to nobody. I just can't do it.
Yeah, fucking bitches.
Straight up. I could do it on the internet or something. Call in. You got
call in, Lady Slugga. Defend yourself on the air. Come on. You know we're giving you a hard time, Lady Slugga. We love you.
Yeah. Lady Slugga know I love her. That's my home girl. I mess with her. I text her, too. Like, damn, can I get on and give you a shout-out? She said her Twitch boy was fucking up, though. That's fucking BTR shit. You know what I'm saying, man? That's the only thing I don't miss about it. Those boys are fucked up really quick on you.
How do I do this? Oh, I want to... I'm sorry. Sorry, man. I'm trying to figure out how to play my messages while I'm called into the show. I guess I can... Shit, can I call? Can I check my messages? Add a call. Sorry, I'm thinking out loud here on the air. I got the Jew on here. Let's put the Jew on for a second while I try to figure this out. Jew, fill us in on your latest. Tell us about your email that you got today, if you can. If your lawyer will let you. Talk about it. Tell us about your little predicament with BTR, where it stands now.
Well, apparently I'm flagged by BTR. I don't exactly know what that means for harassment. I asked for a clarification on who it was that claims I harassed them. Because as you know, the Jew is always polite, witty, funny, and just a general joy to have around. So... I'm sure that the accusations are baseless, but that's, I don't really care. I mean, as if Blog Talk Radio could keep me off if I really, because what's that movie where they get those little gizmo things, whatever, and you don't get them wet, right?
So they let those racists run around and do anything and have shows and these pro-black people that want to kill off whites and all this stuff, and you just float around and have humor. And they flagging you for harassment.
Well, that's what I said, because I wrote the lady back because I have complained about the racists. And I said to her, I said, well, is this because I have made a complaint and tried to get Blog Talk Radio to do the right thing? So this is how you respond. Instead of taking care of the problem, you come back at me, which I think is what's going on. I don't really care. They could do what they want. They could knock off one angry Jew. I don't care. Because I'll come back as one-eyed Jew or something else. Who knows? I got more proxies and more VPNs. I never use my real IP address. And while they can track your IP address in the chat room, I use a VPN, so they can't even get my real IP address from that.
Okay. Welcome Shellwig to the chat room. Shellwig says, call me baseless, and I turn you in for the two.
You're stuttering again.
Oh, sorry, I'm downloading porn while I'm on the show again. My bad. Hey, I want to play this thing. Hang on. This is the message I got on my phone today from some... I can't tell. It's like if it's a dude or a chick. I don't even know. I don't even know what this is. Maybe you can help me out. This is the message I got today.
I hope for your fans' sake they find you. And I want to find you too. Because you've been sleeping with my wife for the last 10 years. Peace out, nigga.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like a female. I mean, if that was a man,
totally...
I would not even be scared if I was sleeping with my wife.
Yeah, it sounded like a chick.
Sleeping with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing is maybe it's her kid. Maybe her kid. It sounds like it could be a 12-year-old boy, though. So maybe a 12-year-old boy. Her son found out that her mother's having a love affair, and he's trying to stick up for her without alerting the father. You know?
But
I don't remember banging any married chick. I haven't banged any married chick that I can think of in the last 10 years.
It just dawned that his mother's a whore.
Oh, Moxie says maybe a gay woman. That's right. I am in California. I could have fucked somebody's wife. I don't know.
Yeah. And they pissed at you, Vince.
Yeah.
Real pissed.
Apparently.
They're going to kidnap you and put a whole bunch of heavyweights, like the large in charge women on top of you and ride you all night.
Shellwig sounds like someone I know. Shellwig apparently only occasionally likes to use consonants and vowels. I don't know what's going on with her typing, but yeah. So, oh hey, Big Ashby, welcome to the program. Desert Rose, thank you for coming through. Girl from Detroit, Iconoclast TX, Moxie, One Angry Jew, Shellwig, and Trust Claire. And, of course, Ronnie Rucker holding it down beneath everything, as per usual. If any of you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. We can talk about maybe you can help me figure out, I don't know, I have a really foggy mind, you know. I've done a lot of substances in my time, and my mind is kind of cloudy. And I don't know, maybe I did fuck some guy's wife for 10 years, but that didn't sound like a guy to me. So.
Nah.
And I found out it was a Google number called me. They called from like a GChat. Like, you know, you can dial out from GChat.
Yeah.
They called me from one of those numbers, I think. And
I think
they did it through their phone, maybe. I don't know. But I was able to leave them a message. And I told them they might have had my this might be a case of mistaken identity. You know, who knows?
Yeah, everybody got those Google numbers now, man. My guy got like three.
All right, I'm so, see, this is great. This is what's great about having a resident, homosexual in the audience. Iconoclast says it sounded like an African-American lesbian. So I think we're narrowing it down now. African-American lesbian. So I fucked some chick who's hooked up with Oh, now Shelwig sang an African American. I've never even heard that term before. That's a new one. African American.
Like what?
No. Like Barack Osama. Yeah, Barack Osama. Barack Obama. Like somebody hasn't done that before. Come on, I can't believe somebody hasn't done that on TV yet. But half African.
Yeah, Joe Biden did it on TV. Putz said he is.
Did he really? Since
yeah.
He's been vice president?
Yeah.
He said Osama.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is that on YouTube? Can I check that out?
Yeah, I'm sure
somebody,
you can find
somebody
it.
Put that in the chat room. Can we get an intern
the
on that?
Vice president called him Barack Osama.
Yes.
He'd have to put in his resignation after that. That's
all right, I got another caller here. Let's 972. You're on the air.
Hey Vince, it's Moxie.
Oh, Moxie. How you doing? What's what's up, girl?
Not too much. Just dealing with the rain here, and
it's still raining there.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And there.
Hey, when you said you're in LA, you're in Louisiana.
Yeah, you're stuttering again. It's I know. Well, childhood problem resurfaces from time to time.
I know. And that I still have the drooling problem too. But I was trying to say that when you said you were in LA, did you mean Louisiana?
No, Los Angeles.
It's still raining there.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's not even raining here anymore. All right, so you had a rainy day today. You got rained out.
I don't understand this fascination with water.
It's what provides us with life. It sustains us.
Look, Los Angeles, we're not obsessed with water, Jew. I just want to let you know for the record.
Right.
We don't like it.
Yeah, it's not really an issue. It's not an issue, really. Yeah.
Never.
It doesn't come up.
Never.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, it's just a matter of basic survival. But, when it's in scarce supply, it causes problems. But nobody even thinks about that.
Well, how do you feel about Bangladeshi lesbian porn?
I think that's a whole nother show. You want to book that?
Well, I think I might want to watch it. I'll let you know.
All right.
With the show earlier. Earlier the whole show dedicated that, Jim.
Now she's stuttering.
Yeah, it's a stutter fest. That's what the Skype, the fidelity is nice, but the connection, I guess it's because I bet you're on Wi-Fi, right? You're probably even like stealing it from like some your neighbor.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the bitch. What do you think I'm talking about, Jill?
Well, is she calling in using Skype to talk, or is she calling in using a Skype number?
Who's she?
I have no idea. I don't know. You.
The Moxie.
Moxie.
Yeah,
she talking
gets upset.
About she, calls no other...
she calls me Jew, and she gets upset because I said she.
Yeah, sorry.
How dare you? Oh my
man,
God!
I
was listening to John Gibson today, and he played this clip of this chick, this chick from NPR. She's trying to give some anecdote about some insider comment that she had. She's like, and she prefaced it with I was at this excuse the term Christmas party at the Department of Defense. And like she like was like apologizing that it was called a Christmas party.
Oh my God.
It was unreal. I gotta find that. I gotta play that for you guys. It's unreal. She was apologizing for using the term Christmas.
Well, I'm offended already.
I know. I can't believe what this world's come to.
Vince, do you have the Hanukkah song uploaded?
No.
Shit.
Do you?
No.
All right. Well, then, fuck it. We're not going to play it then.
We can't.
No, it's not going to happen.
BTR.
Yeah, fuck it, BTR. Another reason not to join BTR, assholes.
She's a, you're a smoker, aren't you, Moxie?
It depends what I'm smoking.
All right.
Are That's what I'm talking about. That's right, sister.
Good answer. Are you smoking now?
I am not.
Have you had a cigarette today?
I have not.
And by cigarette, he means a penis.
I know. He meant a fag.
Yeah, you're a fag.
Because I'm obviously, I'm British, obviously.
Uh-huh.
How is it obvious that you're British?
By my accent. You don't hear it?
She drinks a lot of tea, too.
I thought it was Scottish, but I don't know. Australian, all that sounds the same to me.
South African, I get that a lot.
I know. That was, it's just all
I'm
the same.
I'm actually freakish. I'm not African American, I'm freakish.
Oh, I thought you were Korean.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you hear me fall asleep on your show last night?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. I heard the absence of you being here. I didn't hear you like snoring any or anything, if that's what you mean.
I think I snored on Bill's show too. I was really beat last night.
Dude, Bill fucking hung up on me because I was trying to take a position for Google.
I heard that.
Like, I mean, he's basically saying Google's can be an accomplice to terrorism. If that's the case, then Subway sandwiches. If a terrorist eats a Subway sandwich and has a Starbucks cup of coffee on his way to blowing up himself and a bus full of people, is Starbucks and Subway indicted as well? I mean, it's just ridiculous logic. Ridiculous.
Oh, come on, Vince. You know we don't have terrorists in America.
And if you look, and it's not like there weren't. It's not like the terrorists weren't finding places to bomb before there was fucking Google Maps, you know. And if you go on there, first of all, go into Times Square on Street View and Google Maps, and do it and just toggle through there and see. Look at the people's faces; they're all blurred out. All the license plates are blurred out. They have a policy of if people complain that, hey, my daughter's out in my front yard jumping rope, and it kind of makes me uncomfortable that it's on Street View. They take that, they review it, and they remove it. That's their policy. You know how I know? I used to fucking work there, all right? Straight up, real talk, I used to contract for Google Maps. I can't get any deeper than that, but I can tell you right now, I know their policy. I helped work, I helped form the policy. And they respond to claims right away. They have a legal team that takes everything seriously. And now I can't vouch for other things. I mean, I can't vouch for, like, I know they got in trouble with Germany for collecting Wi-Fi data while they were doing their Street View cameras. Now that I can't defend that. But I can tell you, like, it just as, you know, anybody can walk down the street and take a picture of, somebody's house on a street corner. You know, you can't get everybody. You can't, you might as well, if that's the idea, you might as well go on Picasso or whatever and just, try to find anything that's shot with your house in the background, or with you in the background, or your car in the background, or anything that you can't, or fuck, you just Photoshop yourself in the background. You Photoshop your dog in the background, and I guess you can like sue people or tell them to cease and desist and take their shit down. It's just, come on, it if you want to be all for freedom and individualism and whatever, you gotta recognize their right to be able to develop their shit and do their own, do their thing. You know?
Hey, Vince.
What?
Sorry. Can you hook me up with one of those jobs driving the Google camera car?
Can you talk lower?
Who? Me?
Moxie.
Am I too loud?
No, I just want to hear you. I just want to hear you tone it down.
Hey,
you want to
angry
Jim?
Want to angry Jim? I got to tell you, Moxie, Moxie's special. So, just let her talk, okay?
She's a what?
She's Hey, Moxie, did you see the you're watching the game right now?
Absolutely.
Oh, right on. You should. Oh, did you see that pass?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Jude, she's like special. Special, you know what I mean?
Like Benjamin Solomon special?
Yeah. Like on that sort of level. So I wouldn't, you know, she can't control her volume.
She's mentally challenged?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Moxie, what did you think of that pass over there? That was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I was so distracted, I didn't even hear what you were saying.
Yeah. So anyways, like we're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Big ups to B-Wood, Girl from Detroit, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Moxie, Mystic Shava, is that... Hey, One Angry Jew, can you, is Mystic Shava, is that Hebrew? Shava?
I'm sorry, let me take a look in your chat room. I was looking for some porn.
C-H-A-V-A-H, Shava.
That would be Mystic Chava.
Chava, yeah, you got a Chava.
Chava.
Right. That person, and One Angry Jew, and Shellwig. Great to have you guys on the program. If any of you at any point, shut up, Jew. I'm trying to fucking finish my disclaimer bullshit, all right? If at any point you guys want to join us here on the show, it's 347-826-7667. Don't mind the Jew. I've got to check my chat room here.
I don't see the asshole.
Shut up. You're on mute, asshole. All right, 1-1, you're on the air.
Hey, I was wondering, you said Moxie was special. Was she special like at Ranger 75?
I'm not familiar with Ranger 75.
That
I don't know.
Corey, dude.
Corey. Oh, you mean Corey from Black Conservative?
That man.
No, I think you're mistaking retarded for homosexual. Two different things.
Oh, so she's more like that Binyam man that don't know how to spell Binyam.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just made me throw up a little bit.
I'm not that special.
Oh,
not like Binyam.
Yeah, she's not Benjamin special. Come on.
No,
crazy talk.
I love to call him Benjamin, too. And he's
maybe like Rain Man special, dude.
Yeah, totally like that. But she's really good at giving head, so that's why I keep her around.
Only when I take my dentures out.
Yeah.
And that one-eyed Jew, you know where I could get my
Okay, you just gave yourself away right there. One-eyed Jew. You just gave yourself away, the one-eyed Jew. Yeah, is that one-eyed Jew on there right now? I'm looking for that one-eyed Jew. Where's that one-eyed Jew? Hey, is that one-eyed Jew? Are you unmuted now, one-eyed Jew?
Yeah. I like the way he talks. He talks real good.
Did you swallow your chewing tobacco or something? Are you all
right? Right. No, dude. He coughs up a lung every time he laughs.
Oh, man.
All right, I got another caller here. It's 707. You're live on Disorderly Conduct. Identify yourself, please.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Jason.
Jason. Oh, nice. Jason. Nice.
Have we done an age check on Jason?
Cindy, you're screening the callers, right?
No, I just got through.
Oh, there wasn't a call screener? Cindy didn't talk to you?
Nope.
Oh, fuck, where's Cindy?
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. Hey, Cindy. Yeah, did you screen this guy?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I didn't.
What?
You want to...
He's 12, though.
What the fuck are you doing?
His mom called?
So, caller, did your mom call in for you? What was his name, Jeffrey?
What?
Jason.
Jason, right. Jason.
Yeah.
Voorhees, right, yeah.
You forgot the ha, 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 ha.
All right, so we're going to go to the 111 now. You are on the air. It's Disorderly Conduct. What's going down?
Is that me again?
Oh, yeah, it's the Skype vagina holes, everybody.
No, no, no.
No, that's not
happy.
That's not the Skype assholes.
No, it's
well,
not.
He called you one-eyed Jew.
Well, that's all right, no. But he's not a Skype asshole.
All right, my bad.
Happy, he would be a happy Hebrew if he got some good lox and bagels.
Okay, so
mouthful of shit.
Yeah, could you take the take the phone out of your mouth and talk to it? Not,
I recognize.
I
know
say,
who that
they,
is.
Shut the fuck up, angry Jew. When they say talk into the phone, they don't mean put the phone into your mouth. They mean talk towards the phone, like project into it. Don't actually. And when project, don't spit. Just
do project.
All right, Jason, what do you think of this? Jason.
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think, man? What do you think of this guy?
Well, that guy. I don't know. You know what? I think we're going down. Seriously. I think that we need to talk about 9/11. We need to talk about Iraq. We need to talk about Iran. We need
and
to
toilet
talk
paper.
About...
Toilet paper.
They're no, interconnected. Not... They're totally interconnected.
Absolutely. Most people don't realize that.
Yeah. Big toilet paper is running the show. People don't even know that.
That's right.
Yeah, they're the shit.
It's their major lobby.
Well, you know what? I take a shit before I take a shower, and I wipe off in the shower.
And then you take two more, right?
What's your face towel?
Anybody?
Do you wipe your ass with your face towel?
No, I shit before I shower. And when I get in the shower, I relish in wiping off the shit.
He does not shit or he showers. I just want to clarify. His mom did call in.
All right,
who's
great.
Whose mom?
Your mom.
Whose mom?
Yours. Yeah, yours. Jason's.
Yours.
Oh, tell her I said hi.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
He said... No, your mom said that you are high. I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, we have a major problem with that here.
Jason, I have a question.
Major problem? Do you have a major problem with North and South Korea? Do you have a major problem with Ireland and Greek austerity? Do you know what austerity is? Do you have a problem with quantitative easing?
All right, dude.
We get it. Women and wife from back to front.
Yeah, that's what I think of it as too. But it also means inflation. It's another word for inflation. So the caller there obviously trying to flex their muscles. Now look, they're obviously new to the Disorderly Conduct program, and I appreciate their participation, Jason. That is. And we can certainly get into a debate about the Bilderbergers or whatever it is you want to factor things down to.
Vince, is that the place where you go to build your burger and you can put whatever you want on it?
No, that's build BUILD-A-BUGER. That's a different place.
Oh, you're talking about the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Gotcha. Really, I am.
There you go. If we wanted to sit around and talk about, we can do it. We can certainly get into it. I mean, if this is what's important, if it's important for yet another conservative talk show or wannabe conservative talk show on BTR or God knows where else, on the actual terrestrial radio as well. We can go on there and talk about the pigs, P-I-I-G-S. You want to talk about, it's all happening. Yes. Nobody's paying attention. Yes. It's quietly, Greece, their government has gone under. Spain is going under. Ireland is going under. Italy is going to go under. Portugal is going to go under. Yes. Yes. Those countries are going down. But they're okay because they have the EU backing them up. Right. And more importantly, the European Central Bank. Just like over here, we have our Federal Reserve that's just gonna keep inflating away and make it all go away with just opening the faucet. And yes, nobody realizes that we have been two solid years of 0% Fed funds rate. So that means that basically there's been free money and credit going straight into outlets like your Citi, your B of A, your what's another one of those big ones? JP Morgan Chase, Goldman, on and on and on. And then not to mention your sideline players like your PIMCOs and your John Paulsons and these guys on the side that are just kind of pimping everybody. Yeah, it's a big mess. It's ridiculous. It's a bunch of crookedness happening right out in the front of everybody's nose. It's hidden in plain sight. I agree. It should be brought up. It should be brought to light. And you know what? I just did. And you know what happened when I did? I lost about 25% of my listenership. So, in light of the fact that I don't want to see my chat room dwindle any further, that's all we're going to talk about, that bullshit, for now. And I would like to welcome Uncle Bobby to the chat room. Uncle Bobby is my homeboy from Jersey. I would love... Now, we can get into the 9/11 bullshit and all that, fine. When I do... But trust me, if we wanted to talk about that, we could easily do that. And one thing we could do is put him on and you guys go down. But then this just becomes another one of those shows, another one of those freedomizers or whatever is out there, you know, at BTR that's trying to act like Alex Jones or whoever. No offense to Alex Jones. I love Alex Jones, but there's only one of them. All right? Get over it. Oh, my God. All right, that's it. I gotta cleanse myself because I just don't want to go there. All right, I would love for Uncle Bobby to call in. I haven't talked to him in a long time. It'd be great to have him on the show. Uncle Bobby, let us know when you're on. I know you're on at like odd hours. You're on when I'm like sleeping. Which is during the day. Anyway.
Thank you very much.
D-Mac is here.
Yeah.
Moxie is here.
That's me.
Yeah. And we're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a little break. We're going to come back with the Jew and probably that asshole that I don't know where he's from, but we'll put the 111 back on. And we'll put the 707 back on, and they can talk about their conspiracy bullshit. But remember, kids, what it really all boils down to, we're really all just, you know, we're either human or we're dancer. That's what it all comes down to. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes. Are we human? Or are we dancers? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me. 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toast salads, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Bigs ups to the One Angry Jew for putting that redlightcenter.com gay tour link in the chat room. I'm sure Iconoclast EX will enjoy that, as will some of our panelists, I'm sure. If you want to become a panelist, all you have to do is dial 1-347-826-7667. I'm Vincent LeBay. This is Disorderly Conduct. I'm back now with Moxie and VMAC and the Jew. So, Jew, what'd it do?
I'm very disappointed with tonight.
Why? 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 What, tonight as in my show tonight?
The whole night.
And my show's contributing to that, is what you're saying?
I'm not sure yet.
All right, fine. Well, just elaborate for a second for us.
Well, I want to go back to Moxie. I want her to speak lower.
I told you, Moxie is... Dude, Moxie is... Here, let me put her on mute. Hey, Moxie, I'm putting you on mute. Okay, so Moxie... When I put Moxie on mute, she thinks that she can't hear the show, so she doesn't pay attention.
So she is special.
Yeah. It's something... It's just... I've tried to make subtle hints, and actually straight up overt hints, and I think that's just how it is. Although she sounded better for a while there, she was kind of like in the background there. In fact, I wanted her to get closer to it because I like her when she's on the mic. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. We'll just let that one fly over your head. Anyways, Moxie, you're unmuted, and we are back with the 111 near with Vince in the Bay and Disorderly Conduct. What's on your mind?
Well, hell, I can't do the voice no more. It was annoying the hell out of me.
Okay.
One half
so,
of you, Bruno, knows who this is.
Who
I know who it is.
Who is it?
Oh, well, I sent you a link to a video. Vince, you saw a video
I saw a video that you stumbled upon.
From
it's
Extra
Mike.
Normal.
It's Mike.
From where? I don't know. I'm not familiar with Mike's work. Where's
from
Mike?
111, obviously.
Okay. I'm supposed to know.
You saw Extra Normal. You saw a video on the Black Conservative Show on Extra Normal, I believe.
Oh, you made that. You made that.
I didn't make that. I stumbled upon it. Don't accuse me of things.
Did they play that video on the Black Conservative
Show? Whoa! First of all, I wasn't accusing you. If anything, I was like going to get. I was going to congratulate you. I thought that was a cool video. I was trying to figure out. I wish there was a way I could download just the audio. I know there's a way I can capture it, but I'm too lazy to do it. But I thought it was brilliant. I wanted to play it on my show. It's great.
Well, I found it rather impressive because that video just represented the Black Conservative Show 100%. Because that's what that show is all about.
Well, Mike, you didn't hear them yesterday when I told Corey that I had called Secret Service about his threats.
I did hear that, and I tried calling in, and they never took. They was dealing with the crew or the assholes. They never ended. They kept hanging up on me. I think Corey might have thought that I was going to rat him out because he did, in fact, say that he wanted to shoot the president. It wasn't until after disclaimers were given that he realized what he said, and that's when he said.
All right. You know what? This is not quite one angry Jew BC drama hour. All right. This is not time for that. All right. No offense to Corey and everybody that wants to talk about him and his cornhole alleged cornhole, but I want to give a big shout out to Shanae Girl, who's in the chat room, and also Melinda, who's a good friend of the show, and it's great to see her in the chat. Basic bitch, you got to learn to get along. Caramel Queen, big shout out. Lady Slugga, big shout out. Anybody else wants to call on the show? 347-826-7667. We're going to go straight to the phones. The lines are lighting up here. I think we now have Caramel Queen with us. Caramel, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
So much better now that you're here, honey.
I know your show was flopping earlier.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I have to admit, you probably don't know anything about this whole Corey not a black conservative angry Jew nonsense, but I'm as interested in it as anybody else, but you know what? This show is not involved in that, all right? That's just not, you know, if there's something crazy that, like, I wanted to talk about one angry Jew's letter that he got. I thought that was interesting. He got a sort of a cease and desist thing from BTR today. I wanted him to read it and tell us what the...
For what?
And follow up on it. For, I don't know, being, I guess, ratting. He was complaining about Black Conservative Show. And I think Black Conservative got some cease and desist letters, and I think he probably turned around and complained. I would imagine it's Corey, who's Black Conservative's little right-hand man guy. I guess his little man boy love child. Ken Moore's got the extra normal. You know what? We don't even have to talk about Black Conservative. You know why? Because there's a video that sums it all up in about 3 minutes, and I'm going to post it in the chat. We're going to let the rest, and we're going to go to the switchboard because there's a ton of calls on the line. And I know, Caramel, you've got something on your mind, and I know it's not Shanae's fallopian tubes because that's what's on my mind.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the phone line here, and I got to bring back our friend from the 707 who wants to tell us all about what's going on in Ireland. Isn't 707? You're back. You're live. Your mic's on. What's up? All right, dude. That was your shot, bro. You could have come on and spewed your nonsense about. How Europe is collapsing and we're next, right? Well, then let's party. BTR's here. These Nazis are going to start charging for this thing here in a second. So, you know what? Let's go out a motherfucking blaze of glory. You know what I'm saying, Caramel Queen?
Yeah. I have two things to say.
Go for it.
Number one, I'd like to give a shout out to Salmon Snatch Callie. We're happy to have you here tonight. And I hope you're not stinking up the place too bad. Just close your legs. And second of all, Vince, do you like the OC?
I do not like the OC. And I'm slightly offended that you made some sort of reference to salmon in referring to Callie. I thought that was... a little bit inappropriate. I know that's your persona, but let's tone it down in here, Tuts, huh? All right. I'm sorry, folks, distracted. I'm fantasizing about Shanae's tulips. If you want to join me here, the number is 347-826-7667. We're going to go back to phones here in a second. I just want to get in Moxie. Moxie, are you still with me?
Oh, yeah, I thought you had me on a mute. I couldn't hear anything for a while.
No, no, dude, okay. It's you, me, and VMAC, and we're taking calls, and you guys can feel free. You're like my panelists. You can do whatever. You know, we got these jerk-offs on here. What do you think? Do you want to talk? What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about this guy, Corey? Are you interested in this guy, Corey?
I'm not. Here's what I do. Who was the – do you still have the former panelist who wanted to talk about 9/11 was an inside job? And
They're all here. They're all here.
Yeah,
with
let's go with him.
All right. That's what I tried to do. That's what I tried to do. He didn't say anything. Let's go again. 707, your hand's raised. You're on the air. 707. Going once. 707. Going twice. 707. Gone. All right. So, you know, I tried that. He's gone.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about 9/11? We can talk about 9/11. That's not a problem.
Listen. Vince, I was just crafting the most stylish tinfoil hat to wear during the segment, and then 707 doesn't show up.
I know. Fucking bastard.
I know.
Or, you know what? That's probably where he is. He's probably making his right now, too. You beat him to it. You see?
Well, you know, yeah. But women are just better at those sorts of things.
Yeah. Let's check in with Caramel. Is she still there? Caramel, are you there?
Yeah, thanks for muting me, jackass. I had a question for Callie.
Callie's not on the panel right now.
But she's on the line, right?
No, she's not. Yeah. You can.
All right, no.
That's that. Nice try. Okay, she's not. She's in the chat room. Just ask her in the chat room. Don't ask. Or if she comes on here, you can ask her on here. But
okay, Callie, tell me. If you like the OC, because this could change my opinion of you.
Oh, okay. You know what? I guarantee you, just like Lady Slugga, just like anybody else, I'm sure you can find some common ground with her. Absolutely. I don't see why not. Welcome, Desert Rose. Oh, wow. The chat room is boiling up here. Basic Bitch, Bianca.
Bionica. It's Bionica, not Bianca.
She should be Bionica.
It is Bionica.
Oh, good, because that's what she should be. All right. I have an anonymous message for Callie to stop providing her. Okay, no, I'm not reading any more that salmon reference bullshit to Callie or anybody else. I love Callie, and I don't care. Even if her snatch did smell like salmon, I would still lick it because she's a cute girl.
Ew.
And there's no reason why any good. I would probably get a paperclip or something and pinch my nose or something. I don't know, but she's a cute girl. I wouldn't say no to Callie. She's cute. She's cool.
She looks like Kelly Clarkson.
And is that a bad thing?
No, I'm just stating a fact.
I think Kelly Clarkson's hot. I would totally stick it into Kelly Clarkson for sure. Let's ask. That's actually a great discussion question. Would you, people in the chat room, yes or no, Kelly Clarkson? Would you or would you not, Kelly Clarkson? Right now, for the next minute here, let's go. No. Caramel Queen says no. Moxie says no. Ken Moore says no. Caramel Queen says no. Basic Bitch says yes. See, I agree. Basic Bitch, yeah. See, Basic Bitch and I can totally vibe on something. Kelly Clarkson, I think she's totally hot. I think she's totally talented. I think she's cute. She seems like the most probably down to earth of all those chicks that won on that show. Although, you know what, Fantasia seems kind of cool too. Although I think she got a big head and let it get to her, and that was her downfall. But I think she's probably cool now.
Is it okay if I read an anonymous message?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Bianca thinks. Oh, I guess it's not anonymous. Bianca thinks that Callie swims across the ocean, letting her carp cooch eat the algae.
Okay, Melinda says she heard Michelle Hussein Obama was a 38-inch waist. Wow, she's smaller than me. Good for her. She's got that huge caboose. I mean, come on. Oh, I have an anonymous message. How about this? Callie's vagina smells like roses. Mm-hmm. So that's that. One angry Jew. What do you think? Kelly Clarkson, yes or no?
Am I unmuted?
Yeah, you've been unmuted the whole time, dude.
Wow. Who's Kelly Clarkson?
Okay. Let's see. Who else do we have on our stall? 1-1-1-1. What do you think of Kelly Clarkson?
Well, what do I think?
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, Mike. What do you think?
I wouldn't do it with you pushing and one angry Jew pulling.
We're not talking about me or one angry Jew. We're talking about Kelly Clarkson, bro. Do you know
who
that is?
And I wouldn't do her.
Oh, you said you wouldn't do her. Oh, I see. Yeah, oh, I get it. That's a form of flattery. I appreciate that. All right, so that's a no. All right, a lot of people said no. You're in the majority there. Okay, that can be next. Shania Twain, everybody, what do you think? Shania Twain, yes or no? I'm saying yes. I'm totally. Yeah. I don't really say no to anybody. It's you know.
I'll say yes.
Oh yeah, VMAC, you didn't chime in about Kelly Clarkson. What did you think of Kelly Clarkson?
Oh yeah, I'll do it.
All right, yeah, me too. Why not? She's cute. She's famous. You could say you fucked Kelly Clarkson. What do you want?
I'll do Rachel. Let her.
You mean Keith Olbermann?
No, yeah. I think who just said he would do Rachel Maddow? Is that VMAC?
She had money. She had money. I'll get something out of it, deal.
No,
I think that makes you gay.
You're totally gay. Yeah, that's kind of gay.
Isn't Keith Olbermann and Rachel the same person?
Hey,
no.
I'll be gay with
no, you know what? You know who I used to get? You know who I used to get her mixed up with? Her show's on at the same time as Hannity. I flip back and forth. I swear they're the same person. They got the same haircut. They look like the same person.
They
just talk out of different sides of their mouths.
Have you ever seen Rachel and Keith together?
I would have a
Yeah, that's the other conspiracy theory that they do the split screen to kind of sell it like they're oh hey well they must be not be the same person because they always like do the handoff between the shows and the split screen, which anybody who's ever done any production or seen any movies or can put two and two together knows that they can fucking fake that shit. He puts on some glasses or takes off his glasses, or I don't know how it works, whatever, you know, Maddow comes on after, right? So he takes them off. Yeah, whatever. I get it. I think it's plausible.
Here, they want to know if somebody in the chat room wants to know if you shave. I don't shave. I nair.
I shave. I do.
I can make sure I get the paint and everything.
Mm-hmm. My face, that's it. Nothing else. I don't know. What area were they talking about? Or just in general?
I don't know.
Wow, big ups to Melinda. Melinda has been here the entire time, almost. Oh, boy. Thanks for stopping through, Mike.
What was your topic tonight?
Oh, what was that? Corey's soul?
No, it was actually, are you a wiper?
Oh, I totally, I wipe. I'm an obsessive compulsive wiper. If there's one, I'm not OCD about anything else, but wiping my asshole, making sure it's clean and prim and proper. What about you, Angry Jew? What do you cornhole wiper? Is that your
that is one of the most disgusting things I've heard yet.
Do you finger yourself while you're wiping?
Finger myself? I finger myself. While I'm wiping. I usually take a time out from fingering myself to wipe. All right, 760. You're on the air. 760. You're on the air. 760. You're live. Oh, you're just listening. I'm sorry. Their hand wasn't even up. My bad. All right, moving on. Big ups to Goofy Bone for coming through. Goofy Bone, if you want to join the madness here as we coast through this last hour, we're talking about. Oh, you know what? We can get Goofy Bone caught up. Goofy Bone. was that chick's name we just all just talked about? Not Carrie Underwood. Who's the one we just all signed off on?
Shania Twain.
Well, yeah. First of all, Shania Twain, Goofy Bone, yes or no? Would you do Shania Twain? The other one was
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, Goofy Bone, yes or no? Would you do Kelly Clarkson? We're gonna add you to our tally here.
What about Carrie Hilson?
Not familiar with her work, I don't think. You'll have to.
That's Google her. That's Google her.
All right. Hang on. Spell it.
Carrie, Kerri, and then Hilson. H-I-L-O-S-N. No, yeah.
Typo. You just had a verbal typo, bro. She's a singer?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah, she's... Ooh, hello, Carrie. How are you? Carrie is oh so very... Remember that commercial? That ad?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I know you've seen this one with the handcuffs. That's hot. That's totally hot. All right, I gotta post this. I say yes to... I don't even know what the... I'm looking at Carrie. I forgot would I do her? Yes, of course. Absolutely. My God, are you kidding me?
Hey, what about the chick from Hustle and Flow?
There you go. There's Carrie. Hustle and Flow. I haven't seen that film.
She wants to play pregnant. She was on, what's her name? Is her name, Taraji P. Henson? Tanya P. Henson?
Not familiar, I don't think.
She was in Baby Boy. You remember Baby Boy, the movie?
Baby Boy, the movie? No, I missed that one too, bro.
You missed Tyree's movie? Everybody out there by you, West Coast.
What about Marge Simpson or Lois Griffin?
Yeah, that's...
If you had the choice between the two.
Lois.
I'm more of a. Well, what was that? What was that cartoon? The chick with the big tits. But it was like half cartoon, half not.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah. Jessica Rabbit. That's what my money's on. Is that? That's what I'm.
The only cartoon.
The only cartoon to ever give me a boner ever.
What about the one-eyed mutant on Futurama?
Don't say anything one-eyed, because then I think you're going to say one-eyed Jew.
And that's not kosher.
It's totally not kosher. Because you make me think of that fucking idiot snake. Anyways, apparently this... Moxie, are you still there? Are you awake? Can somebody wake Moxie up?
Yeah. No, I'm here. You had me muted, so I couldn't hear anything.
No. I didn't mute you. You haven't been muted this entire time.
Oh, man. So it's just my ears.
See, guys? See what I'm telling you? She's low.
I'm special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One step above Benjamin.
Just a little, yeah.
But, spell his name.
So what's your beef with Melinda? What's your deal with Melinda? Why don't you get... What's going on? Tell us.
Melinda, you're talking to me, aren't you?
Yeah, Moxie.
Yeah, Melinda trolls my show.
Oh, yeah, she trolls mine too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, cool.
So.
And you don't like her?
Well, she has a dick, first of all. I know this for a fact.
How?
Yeah.
How?
No, it gets hard for you, Vin. So, you know, she feels hotter, I think.
No.
Around? No. No.
No, 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 no. How do you know she has a penis?
One of her lovers told me. It was an anonymous message.
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of those here.
Yeah. So that happened, you know, probably 10 months ago. So, yeah.
Wow.
Melinda's a dude.
Melinda's saying, how do you troll your show? How does she
troll? Well, I'm not going to – look, this is not a how-to troll show, right?
Right.
So if she can't figure it out.
Yeah, when you come here, you should already know how to troll.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's like the bottom line. I mean, if you come here and you don't know how to troll, forget it. We're not helping you.
Yeah, you got to go back.
That's not our business.
Go back.
Our business.
Start over. All right. Mike, what do you make of this mess?
Is this penis that Melinda supposedly has, is it bigger? Is it average? Is it above average? Is she from Louisiana, New Orleans, is what I'm asking.
You think she's from New Orleans? No, she's from Oregon. She's from Oregon, dude.
Well, they wasn't ranked in the top 15 of top cities, though, was they?
What about top 15? What?
The penis song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were here for that show. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm the one that gave you the link for them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, dude, that was awesome. Ken. No, you're not Ken. Oh, shit, I lost my chat room. What the fuck is going on? Hang on, kids. Strap yourselves in. Hold on if you're in the chat.
Vince, relax. I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
All right, I'm coming back. Rex, hang on. Give me a minute. All right,
that was like a horror movie.
I hate hearing my own voice. It's horrible. Don't make it ever happen again. Make it never happen again. All right, I'm back. Okay, we got we're well into our second hour here. 347-826-7667. Got my panel here tonight: Moxie, Mike, VMAC, and One-Eyed Jew. See, now I'm saying One-Eyed Jew. God fucking damn it!
One happy Hebrew is easier to remember.
Oh. Disgust.
There's no such thing. No such thing.
I disgust myself, and I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. But Desert Rose, it's a pleasure to have you in the chat room. I don't know why you're here. This is the most incoherent, borderline, meandering show on here. There must be some really fucked up shows out there that you're in mind, but I appreciate it that you're here. Goofy Bone, that goes for you as well. Spell guest 25, thank you for not even taking the time to log into your account and just listen to me because you're bored. Ken Moore, thanks for being here. Ken Moore has been here before. He's hooked me up with some trippy links too, I think. I don't know. I'm Melinda, glad she's here, although she hasn't posted any crazy links either, which is kind of disappointing. But that doesn't matter. Moxie's here. Mrs. PG, thank you, darling, for blessing us. Mrs. PG came out of the woodwork tonight and did a impromptu sidebar, which I am on. If you listen to her archive from tonight, I popped in there and had a quickie with her on the air and then came over here, and she's over here too. One angry Jew, political justice, Shell Wig. And your girl, Kelly, why don't you call in? You're in the chat room. You might as well just call in, honey. And hope the trolls come back. I mean, I'm sorry, if Caramel and the rest of the... See, I'd rather give them a name. They're like a flash mob. They're flawless. They're a flawless crew. Anyways, yeah, you should call in. So when the flawless crew come in again, you can defend yourself on here. Because I really hate it when I'm in the position where I'm doing a show and I'm managing all these things and I'm trying to just talk and do shit. And you know, people are in the chat room, you know, talking smack about other people. And then those people like complain to me that people talk smack about them. And I'm just kind of like, dude, just defend yourself, right? You don't need me to reprimand people, you know, like, but whatever. I at a certain point, though, you know, the salmon jokes and all that shit, it just gets old, but whatever.
feel like people asking to ban people.
I don't ban people. I don't kick people out. I just mute people. And 760, you're on the air. What's up? What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I'm leaving a message. I got a message number, and I couldn't tell who it was, but they said that I was sleeping with their wife for the last 10 years. And just want to make sure they've got the right, you've got the right number. My name is Vince, and the number you called is 408-674-0719.
All right. Hey,
now, I am not sleeping with anybody's wife, nor have I been sleeping with anybody's wife for the past 10 years, at least not to my knowledge. So I think this might be a case of a mistaken identity, in which case, good luck. Yeah, there you have it. Bye.
Great. Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate that. That was my return. Okay, you heard the message I played earlier. That was obviously the message that I left on that. So that's the chick that 760 is the chick from. She's the chick. Let's just leave it at that. All right. What else? Who do I have? 209, you're on the air.
What up?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
How you doing, sister? It's your girl Callie, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, everyone? Hey, Rose. What's up? What up, ladies?
Thank ladies. You, very nice.
yeah. I really don't, like, about the whole flash mob, the flawless crew. Like, I don't give a shit what they say or whatever. I mean, like, it's cool.
I don't either. That's why I don't understand why other people really care so much that they expect me to do something. It's like, all right, if they bother you that much, do something yourself, all right? And Melinda, I'm sorry. I'm not going to stick up for you. You know, you're a big girl. You can stick up for yourself. And if you don't call in to stick up for yourself, that's your problem.
I mean, I could have called in.
I mean,
earlier,
Melinda, you know that I like you having you. I like having you. Suddenly Melinda's giving us the Ohio loses a House seat. Michigan loses one House seat. Missouri loses one House seat. I don't even know people still lived in Missouri. She said, okay, now Missouri lost one House seat. Michigan lost one House seat. So what? Who cares? It's one seat. Oh, whoop-de-doo.
So what are you setting that house then?
But what's interesting is who loses the seat, though? So they have to redo the districts. That's where the gerrymandering comes in. That's the real scoop is when they fucking gerrymander the districts.
Call it what it is. It's rigging an election.
You're right.
Because whoever's in control of that local government, state-wise, is the one that draws up the district lines. The parties do.
Yeah.
So, it's rigging an election.
Yep, and the Republicans conveniently just won in time.
That's why you end up with, like, Nancy Pelosi representing you.
She does not represent me, but I have the next best thing.
Close enough.
We have Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Zoe Lofgren is my representative, technically. And she's the House of the Ethics Committee, the committee that just... That just give a little slap on the hand to Charlie Rangel.
Oh, interesting fact. Same week, he got hit with more ethics charges.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, censure. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, you're censured. Oh, I see him on the talk shows. Oh, God, I can't believe I got censured. So terrible. I can't believe it. Yeah. Yeah. Right, buddy. It's just a big dog and punny show, and I don't know why anybody even bites anymore, but they do.
It's a conspiracy.
Of course. It always is.
Thank you. Very nice.
Did we put the Jew to sleep yet?
I don't know.
I think he's fighting with Melinda.
Oh, really?
Oh, I think Melinda is the one that created that letter.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you, Kelly.
I just got an iPhone, and I don't really know how to use it. And so I have, like, my headphones in and texting and talking to you at the same time. So I wasn't sure how it totally works. And then I put it on speaker, and then, like, I was able to hear the whole thing without headphones. So I don't know.
It's okay. It's okay. It's just a phone. You can figure it out. It's not that hard. Is this Metal Talk Radio? Is this a political show? Usually, no. No, it's not. It's not usually a political show. We can easily go there. Sure. I don't like going there.
It's not.
But you know, if there's a certain topic that's out there, we can certainly facilitate that. But this is a call-in show, so it's about you guys steering the conversation, and then me vetoing it at times if I deem it necessary. I want to welcome another good friend to the program, Goofy Bone. What is it? Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Come on, man. I'm the closest thing to you. You know the 408. I don't think there's anybody else out
of
here.
Of course. Of course. Well,
where
no,
is
I've got 408? I've gotten some other 408s.
You have?
But yeah, but no, I recognize it was you. I don't know. I'm fucking tired.
You're just being professional and wanting to welcome me in with a round of applause, but there's no round of applause. You know what I'm saying?
I don't do that bullshit. I'm sorry. I have one sound effect, and it's this one.
Thank you. Very nice.
That's it. That's Eugene Hoots from Gogo Bordello.
Oh, man. So what's popping tonight? What's going on? Everybody's saying who they're gonna fuck and who they don't fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's so much shit popping off right now. There's Corey's asshole. What else is there? There's everything seems to be of assholes. These Skype assholes or cousin trouble. They did a 1 minute show today. I went to their fucking show today, and it was over. It was 0 minutes long. I think those idiots don't know how to run the switchboard and accidentally ended their show.
Who did?
The fucking Skype dickholes.
Oh my god, those fucking weirdos.
yeah, dude, well, you gotta call.
There's a bunch of hicks on one line, or what is
Yeah, dude. If you want to check it out, don't go there now, because right now it's just like a bunch of old housewives in Europe hanging out. It's a 24-hour chat line that's all built around a Skype connections. So you can Skype into it, and you just go to skypeassholes.com, and the number's right there on the top, and you just call in, jack in, and it's just a chat line. It's like it's like this, but it's not recorded. It's just
so it's like a party line.
Like the doctor said, the day you were born, it's gonna get ugly.
Let's get it started.
Okay.
Like
is that you,
Mox?
Is that Moxie? All right. So, yeah, it's the party line, basically, but the party sucks, okay? So
you don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, so they bring the suckiness to BTR and try to spread their sucky virus throughout this crap hole, which is going down in flames.
Yeah.
Oh, Melinda's jetting to Rosie's show. All right, you know what, Melinda? You never call into my show. I have no verification that you have a vagina. So, you know what? Go to Daisy's show or whatever his show, Rosie's show.
Yeah, Vince, they're giving you runarounds today, aren't they?
I don't know what's happening. My sport is like on fire, dude. Like I have 8 callers right now, man. This is insanity. All right.
Well, go ahead and answer them. I'll be right here logging this blunt right here.
All right, man, do that. Yeah, I need to take a break. And
are you gonna pass it around?
Take it.
No, because I'm not.
This is mean.
All right, I got another 111 on the line.
Be mean.
Hang on a second. I got another 111. Go ahead. You're on the air.
What's going on?
Who's that?
Who the fuck is so happy right now?
Ew.
Who's 111? Identify yourself.
I'm thinking about oral sex.
Yeah. Who isn't? Who isn't?
Dr. Phil. Oh man, I'm Dr. Phil right there. I can't believe that.
All right, Melinda's now accusing me of being mean to her. It's not. I'm being kind of harsh.
Who gives a fuck what Melinda says?
It's tough love, honey. It's tough love, honey. I'm sorry if it hurts. I'm not anti-Asian. I'm not. Moxie.
Oh, man.
Such a naughty girl. Such a naughty,
somebody's
naughty girl.
Falling down a mountain right now. Where's one angry Jew? Is he still here?
Yeah, he's there. He's right there.
What up, Goofy?
What's popping, one angry Jew?
No, that's
how's
not
your
good
angriness?
No, that's one chilled out black man.
Yeah, that's my new name.
Oh.
One angry Jew's on too. I think I can hear him breathing.
Well, I'm getting lost. I'm over here with a Jew and a black, one chilled black man. So I'm just trying to get in the mix of things. I'm over here being the Mexican. So anyways, what's up, one angry Jew, one chilled black man? What's up? And what's up, Vince? How you doing, brother?
Doing good, man. I'm just trying to manage this this fucked up carnival ride that I call Disorderly Conduct. Everybody else, jump aboard. The number's 347-826-7667. I'm here with for the next 33 minutes with Moxie, VMAC, One Angry Jew, who I think is asleep. One Angry
What's
Jew.
What's up, VMAC?
What's up, homeboy?
How you doing, man? I was bumping your music earlier.
Oh, man, good looking, man. You like that verbal ventilation, man?
Yeah, that verbal one. Is that the new one?
Yeah.
It's going to be played, man. It's going
to
be played.
Yeah, and it will be played. That's a great segue. Why don't we listen to that right now? We're going to take a break.
Let's
Everybody light up. I'm going to suck down a chonger and chill out to this VMAC track, Verbal Ventilation, right here. Join us, 347-826-7667.
Birth, as I walk through the fire on my way to the church, questioning my self-worth. I've been down
Oh, yeah, that was verbal ventilation, VMAC. We're going to be back here in a second with VMAC and our panel. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. We're winding things down here, but we still have a half hour to go. Plenty of time for you to join us at 347-826-7667. Or you can push, if you have the Skype, you can push click to talk. That's what I did. Guests to everybody in the chat room, Goof Phone, Guest 35, Ken Moore, Melinda, Metal Talk Radio, Moxie, One Angry Jew, Political Justice, Shellwig, and your girl, Callie. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got Callie here. We got One Angry Jew. We got Goofy Bone. We got VMAC, who we just heard his song there. I was not able to suck down a bong rip during that song. I'm sorry, I was too busy funneling myself, because that's the other thing that's cool about VMAX music, is not only can you smoke bong rips to it and it's good chill out music, it's also great to make love to yourself with, which is what I just did. But now I have to clean up and then take my bong rip, and I'll be back with my panel in just a second. Big ups, Melinda. I'm glad you're hanging out. And just as I say that, she leaves. Perfect. Metal Talk Radio. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take another quick dip out and come back with the panel. I want to play something. I don't have a lot of metal-ish stuff, but I want to welcome Metal Talk Radio. I'm definitely into metal. I'm not a huge metal fan, but I can certainly appreciate it. And I'm trying to see what I have on my little switchboard here that's metal or close to metal. I have some. I got punk. I got reggae. I got hardcore. All right. This is the closest thing I think I have to metal. This is pretty fucking metal. This is Valiant Thor. I'll be right back.
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me. 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toast salads, 9 left of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Holy shit, my mic was... I was unmuted that entire time, so if you heard me take that bong rip, everybody, I apologize for ruining that holiday cheer that we all partake in there, a little bit of merriment, and apparently Moxie was really impressed with that track I just played there.
I love it. Ben, seriously, I wish I had mixed that. That's brilliant.
Well, you can get that for free. My friend Ben sent me that. He is... He did this project called Gypsophonic Disco, and what he did was he matched up New Orleans bounce music artists with gypsy Balkan brass type music, and he did a whole record mixtape with that and mixed it with hip hop and stuff. And then he did this one off thing right here with Neil Diamond, and he mixed it with that other artist is, I forgot, I have the name.
Artist?
Right.
Are you really going to say that?
Excuse me?
Well, I don't know if the, you know, what he mixed it with is actually artistry. I wasn't sure. I love that song. I'm not being a pain in the ass.
Oh, you're being...
I mean, that rocked. Well, I'm always a pain in the ass. I can't help it.
I know. It's fine.
I'm a woman.
That's why I like you.
No, that song fucking rocks.
You have a vagina, right?
I do. I'm a I'm naturally a pain in the ass. Absolutely.
Good. Good. Welcome back, panel. Yeah, that's right, Goofy.
I love that song. I want to hear it again.
I'll give you the link to download it. He sent it to me for free. He's awesome. Actually, that guy, the guy that mashed that up, he, do you know the band Galactic? Crickets. Okay.
Oh, sorry. No, yeah, I do. Sorry, I just muted myself.
Oh, you heard of Galactic, right?
Yes.
All right. So their sax player, Ben, he also DJs, and his last thing he did was the thing I was just telling you about, was Gypsy Phonic Disco, where he mashed all this shit up together, and that was his special little holiday treat. He sent me that on Facebook, but I'm going to get that link and send it to you. And
thank you. I love it. Tell him, please let him know. I love it. I mix stuff too, and that rocks.
Right? Yeah, that was hot. Yeah, and that's not even his shit, dude. He's a sick sax player. Like, if you ever seen Galactic, he's the sax player. He's awesome. He's like a stud. He mixes and produces all their records. So he does, and lately the Galactic records have been, he's been mixing in like all kinds of weird shit. Yeah, it's a trip.
Oh, it was great. I loved that. That made my night. I had a shitty night, so that completely changed everything. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad we could bring some holiday cheer to you tonight here, Foxy.
Why I come here, Vince.
Yeah. Anywho, Callie, what's up? You're quiet. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I'm just texting. Made cookies earlier.
Ooh, is this your boyfriend? Your soon-to-be second black cock?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Goofy. You must miss that episode. The running storyline with Callie is we were talking about once you go black, you don't get back, or black is always bigger and better and blah, whatever. And I was like, Callie, what are you talking about? Like, how many black cocks have you had? And she's like, two almost. One, maybe two soon. And I was like, okay, you have a sampling of one black cock, all right? You can't say that you have an accurate sampling of the average size of black cocks out there, you know?
I know. What if it was the littlest black guy? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. She would have a completely different. She'd have a completely different take. She'd be like, you know what? She's like, you know what? I went black, and guess what? I'm back.
Here I am.
Oh my God.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So
hey,
metal. Yeah, shit totally happens, and it is what it is, and that's real talk. And Metal Talk Radio, big ups to you for hanging out. Sorry I didn't really have any metal to play. I know that Valiant Thor doesn't really classify as, it's more heavy rock, I guess, or hard rock, but it's metal-ish. And those guys fucking rock. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Valiant Thor, but they still play small clubs. Like, they've played out here in San Jose at, what's that club down there? What's that little club down there? The Blank Club.
The Blank Club, yeah, right across the street from the Greyhound.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's up.
There it is. What is Moxie, what are you saying in here? I'm bound by the terms of Vince and the Bay's panelist ethics. Damn right you are, honey.
You were going to call me bitch, that's fine. No, it's true. I mean, you make us, all of the panelists, we have to sign a lot of paperwork.
Yeah. Absolutely. Why do you think we have the staff we have in the interns? It's insane. I don't understand. But apparently it's necessary. Somebody thinks Metal Talk Radio is 12.
Well, I got an anonymous message.
Oh, you got to announce.
Here we fucking go.
You got to announce the anonymous messages. You know that.
Okay. May I announce? Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Yeah.
I received an anonymous message that metal is 12.
All right.
I don't know if it's from a reliable source because it's anonymous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Allegedly anonymous.
It was a WikiLeak.
Yeah, this is a WikiLeak. No, it's WikiLinks, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, whatever.
Hey, if you listen to Black Conservative, you would think it's WikiLinks.
No way, really?
Oh, you can't say it right?
What the problem is, you get the WikiLinks. The WikiLinks today, we got to do something about the WikiLinks.
WikiLinks,
oh,
bro. Leaks, like I'm taking a leak. Leak, bro. Links. Leak.
That's like my mother.
Link. Yeah.
That's like, you know, like my mother gets everything slightly wrong. Like she's close enough that I know what
yeah.
she's talking about. But yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I love my mother. I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta love, and you gotta love BC. He's like, have you listened to Black Conservative? You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
He's basically. You ever see Chappelle's Show where he plays the KKK
yeah.
guy, the KKK
yeah.
guy that's black and blind? That's Black Conservative in a nutshell. It's exactly what he is.
Oh my God.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a hit. But yeah, that's who a Black Conservative, his boy toy Corey is what everybody wants to come on and talk about. And I'll have none of it.
I wasn't here. I guess I wasn't here earlier when you were talking about wanting Grisha getting a letter. Why did he get a letter for harassing?
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because he's
know
told
what you,
or because.
You know, Jew is here, but he's asleep, literally and figuratively. I'm sorry.
I said that was one tired.
Wrong answer.
Okay. All right. Anywho, I don't think that was one angry Jew. For the record, he's been asleep a while. I think. Actually, honestly, I think I heard him. I heard him sleeping. I could have sworn I heard him snoring, like breathing really heavy.
How do you hear somebody sleeping? First of all,
dude, I can
all,
hear you breathing, like
my,
really
my,
heavily.
Mine has a mute button on the front of it.
Okay, so maybe you weren't sleeping. You were just lurking with your nostril up with the microphone up your fucking nostril hole.
I have a mute button.
And who? Okay, that's not. Yeah. Whoever is who is pressing buttons? Please stop. There we go.
Not
okay.
me.
All right, Moxie, is that you pressing buttons? Are you behaving tonight?
I am behaving. I mean, I wouldn't mind a spanking, but I'm behaving.
Right,
that wasn't me.
I swear. That's soon enough. Just relax.
I was saying Jew was definitely, you know, he had his chakra out of his pants. There's no question about it.
Oh my God! Speaking of chakras, you know who
yeah.
I ran? You know who I ran into a couple of weeks ago?
I don't.
No, seriously, you know who I took a leak next to in the fucking hotel bathroom next to?
Not Deepak Chakra.
No. Who just recently made news for mentioning his second chakra or whatever?
Shaka Khan.
No. We've used that one. That's old. But no, I'm talking about...
Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah, that's like last week, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
I wasn't here last week.
No. Speaking... Who really requested to have their second chakra released?
Gosh.
And then
I don't know.
Allegedly. Sorry, Callie. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And not soon after announced his breakup from his longtime... wife.
that narrows it down to about a million people, right, Callie?
What'd you say, Callie? What'd you say?
It's a Kelly Clarkson.
Oh no! Come on.
Oh.
I was trying to pull a 40-year-old virgin. Okay. Sorry, that wasn't funny.
All right. No, it wasn't. Bill Clinton. Oh, Shellwig said Bill Clinton. That is close. That's a very good guess. You're
John
very
Edwards?
Close.
John Edward?
Nope.
Shit. John Edward? They both channel dead babies.
No, not Barack Obama, not Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is very close, though.
RuPaul?
I was in the same urinal. Or not, I didn't share the same urinal. I was the
Michelle
urinal.
Obama.
Not Michelle Obama. No. Jim? Bill Clinton is much closer.
George Bush.
Al Gore.
There you go. Bingo. VMAC got it. That's right.
No way. Al Gore?
Did that
bastard flush?
Oh, yeah. He's always in the Bay Area.
Flush? Hold on a second.
Oh, he works for...
Did Al Gore flush or not?
No, it was in this... First of all, it was in like a 4-star hotel, so it flushes itself.
You're telling me that he did not take steps to make sure that it didn't flush.
I wasn't checking his chakra. I didn't look at his chakra.
I want to know how big it was. Seriously, you did look.
No, it wasn't there.
How could you not?
No, he wasn't.
Do I win, Cali?
Okay, everybody relax. First of all, all right, this is turning into fucking mush.
Why?
What's to be disappointed about?
How could you not look at Al Gore? I mean, he invented the fucking internet.
Yeah, I know.
How could you not look at his chakra? I mean, I'm sorry. I would not.
I know.
What man would want to look at some other man?
Yeah. Like shit.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah.
No, I don't want no man looking at goofy bone, you know, the bone.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly, 100% how I was thinking. I was making sure he wasn't checking out my chakra. That's what I was.
There
doing,
you go.
Okay.
There
I
you
was
go.
Doing chakra cover. All right.
You
right,
wanted
to
make sure.
Recycle it.
I don't know this guy. I don't know what he's like. He might just be like, hey, what kind of chakra action you got going on over there? I don't know. He might
think
you better watch.
No, I didn't say hi to him. I don't want to talk to him.
I have
no business talking
to
him. Hey,
okay, I got a question for you, Vin.
What?
If he'd have walked up to you and said if you show him your stuff, he would erase anything that you got on your record, credit report, anything. Anything you want him to fix, he'll fix it.
Ooh, yeah, I'd totally do it for sure. Yeah.
Oh, man.
In a second.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
He wanted to make sure your chakra was
a hybrid. I want one of those deals. Fuck, that's what I want.
I wouldn't hesitate, bro. I mean, come on. That's, what, 5 minutes?
Hey, I wouldn't hesitate neither. Shit, I got a few things.
Just close your eyes. Think of, like, whatever. Think of your fucking ex-girlfriend or some shit or whatever, the best pussy you ever had, and just take it. And then move on. And your record's fucking clean. You have, like, fucking immunity, dude. What do you want?
I know, right?
There's you know, it ain't free.
Tell me about it. Shit.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Yeah. Amen to that.
It is what it is at the end of the day, and that's real talk. One Angry Jew, what do you think of this mess?
Be talking to Al Gore while he's holding his dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fucking rude.
This is so awesome. Why does this happen at the end of the show?
Nobody holding their dick, taking a piss in a hotel, wants to talk to anybody.
Well, shit happens.
I'm surprised you didn't say hi, Al Gore. Like, I
don't know. I have no business talking to him. I have no interest talking to him. I was just... I'm really not interested in him. I was just like,
something.
Hey,
really
how often do you say, like, I fucking took a piss next to Al Gore?
I would have asked for an interview.
What if you'd have made a mistake and pissed on your shoe?
Oh, dude, I'd be like, bro, watch out with the chakra action there, bruh.
Was it a hybrid? That's what we want to know.
A hybrid?
a hybrid chakra.
Well, he was there for that kind of bullshit business because he works for this venture capital firm that does invest in green technology and high tech and all that bullshit.
Yeah, they had a big old green thing in the San Jose convention. I went there and he was there talking about all this stuff. So
you know what you should have asked him, Vin? You should have asked him, did he recycle his own cum?
Dude, I'm sure.
The cum recycling plant.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm sure I'm going to run into him again. Our chakras seem to gravitate to one another.
That was just really random and really gay.
You know what's gay? Being green. That's gay.
I mean,
you know what's gay? Your big stupid mouth.
You know what? You should do. You should go over to Iconoclast show and say that, Moxie.
I have.
Yeah. They'll put some green in your mouth, all right.
I like Icon.
Did you just say you would put something green in my mouth? That's kind of like.
No, I said I put some. I'm putting some green in my bowl here. Tonight, brought to you in part by Pineapple Diesel, also Headband, and G13.
How lovely.
Quite. Let me tell you.
Kind of sad that you're not sharing.
There's plenty here, sister. Come on. It's not. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you in Los Banos.
That's farther for you to drive.
Which, for those of you gringos out there, is the bathrooms.
Bathroom.
All right, 760. We're giving you a shot. What's up?
Of course I am. I killed Fitty Man. I killed Fitty Man.
He killed 50 Man, is what I thought he said. Is that, am I?
Killed
no, I thought he said I can't fit him in. He can't fit him in. I guess his butthole.
He said he can't fit.
Of course I am. I killed 50 Man. I killed 50 Man.
All right. Good luck with that, bro. We'll get back to you. All right. I want to thank my panel, Moxie, Goofy Bone, your girl, Callie. Yeah, you're totally in the panel, bro. Your girl, Callie, Vianek, Angry Jew, and the fucking person that's half retarded, I don't know, on the 760.
Pity me.
Thanks. All right. So I want to big ups to the chat room, girl from Detroit. Glad to have you here, sister. It's been a little while. Goofy Bone, guest 85. Ken Moore, Metal Talk Radio, Moxie, One Angry Jew, Political Justice, Shellwig, and your girl, Callie. Appreciate everybody listening. For those listening live, good night. Check me out, 10 p.m. Pacific. And what is that, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This has been Disorderly Conduct. I'm going to take a quick little break here, suck one more chonger, and a little bit of overtime with my panelists.